So that's been adopted. Based on that, we need to prioritize what we think we can get to in the hour and a half, understanding we need a half hour of public comment. So I'm not clear if we have a management report, but I think if we can get one, it's vital because we are in Fund Drive and the manager has been communicating and I believe is on site. In addition to the GM report, can the director say if they feel that there's anything urgent to report from the PNB?
Mr. Chair, may I be
recognized? Yeah, hang on a second. No, Fred, I'm asking the directors or if any directors on the call, Beth or Lawrence, I don't see Ali or
Mines could wait to the 11th. I'm sorry, Beth. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was going to suggest the same thing. That I definitely have. There will be stuff to report. It can wait till the 11th.
Okay, Myla, and then John.
Michael, I just want to know: is this the time when I should suggest that we put on the agenda the question for the LSV about whether or not we can convene for a special meeting on September 11th to focus primarily on the budget and to conclude any unfinished business from our meeting this coming Sunday?
Okay, so that would be an additional meeting, you're saying, besides the one that's regularly scheduled in September on the third Sunday. This will be on the second Sunday?
Correct.
Okay. I think this is an appropriate time to propose that.
So do I make that as a motion to add that to the agenda? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'd like to add to the agenda. I move to add to the agenda a request to for the local station board to schedule a special meeting for the sole purpose of...
No, I don't think you want to say sole.
Oh, for the purpose to focus on the approval of the budget for the coming year and to complete, unfinished business. Now, can I ask, I'm a little bit muddled about this because we would normally be having a meeting the following Sunday. So I would like to ask the body and ask you, Michael, and others for their opinion about whether it would be appropriate to have a special meeting primarily focusing on the budget and then take up any unfinished business on the following Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm not certain about which would be the best approach.
All right, let's discuss it a little bit. Lawrence, you had a question, and then I have some hands up.
Yeah, if that unfinished business includes the director's report, I would support Myla's motion to have a special meeting for the budget. But I the directors are, and Beth could chime in, but I think we're going to have a lot to report.
Yeah. Okay, so on the question then, it sounds like it would not be only a budget meeting. We would have to have some other business. I have hands up from Kim, Bella, John, and Beth. Well, why don't we hear from Beth also on this question of the directors, and then Kim, Beth, go ahead, and then we'll hear from Kim, Bella, and John. Beth,
Thank
you have the floor.
I have to flip between screens to get to the unmute.
Sure.
If they muted the whole time, then it takes me a moment to get to respond to my opportunity to speak. Yes, the directors will have lots to report. To me, what makes sense would be to schedule a continuation meeting to finish the business that we can't cover on this coming Sunday. And I have to question the wisdom of scheduling a review of a budget when at this point we don't have anyone in place to produce that budget, realistically speaking. Net is on their way out the door. They're scrambling like mad with extra work to try to line us up so that we're not left in the lurch. To expect them to do that, I think, is unrealistic. Unless unless other arrangements have been made to provide a proposed budget that I'm not aware of, I just don't think it's realistic. Yeah, as much as I would like to have one in place on time, that's just not where things stand. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we're still trying to figure out exactly what we're going to ask the local station board to do on Sunday. We don't have a motion on the floor really at this point because the maker wasn't sure about how to phrase it, and we're discussing that. Kim is next, then Bella, and John, and I'll call on myself.
Well, first of all, August 28th is also open. It's the week after. That's the Labor Day holiday, so that's a possibility. Julia and Mo and I are getting together. We're making a budget. Netta is working to, produce budgets, and we're meeting extra meetings at the NFC to try and get them approved before September 30th, before Netta leaves. And Netta's very well aware of that. Now that the 990 and audit's done, that's our focus. So, we're going to have something on Wednesday. And, if Netta's gone, we can't wait until after September 30th, clearly. So I do believe there will be a draft budget. And that's it.
Thank you. Bella, John, myself, and I have Lawrence. Well, Fred hasn't spoken yet on this. Bella?
Thank you. I think all of this is premature. I think we definitely need a continuation meeting. And earlier, I voiced exactly what Beth said, that we don't even have a general manager in place. All of a sudden, a rushed budget is being worked on, and nobody knew about it. We didn't know anything about it at the Finance Committee. This was never foretold. We were never alerted of this. So I think there are a number of issues being worked on in the background, but they're being done somewhat clandestine. I don't see this. And so I want a continuation meeting.
Point of order.
Continuation meeting will be to take on everything that does not get covered this Sunday, for sure. But regarding the budget, I do not see how we can even be ready to deal with this until October. Thank you.
Okay, looks like John took his hand down. Fred and myself.
I'd like to mention that a continuation meeting on September 11th would be 1 week before our regular LSB meeting on September 18th. I would suggest a continuation meeting on September 4th, which I know it's a day before Labor Day, but it's 2 weeks after this Sunday's LSB meeting and 2 weeks before September's regular LSB meeting. That's it. I have nothing to say on a budget at this point in time.
Okay, I'm going to call myself, and I have Janine who hasn't spoken. So there is a motion that's forthcoming to the PNB from the PNB Elections Committee calling for a budget prior to the start of the new fiscal year on October 1st that incorporates the necessary funding to hold the delegate elections. And I think it is vital that we actually do move ahead with a budget. I did raise the question. I believe I submitted a motion to the Finance Committee regarding having the NFC, move ahead on the timeline for developing budgets, and was told at the meeting by the treasurer that was actually in process. So I don't think it is hidden. My suggestion is as follows. I think we should have a continuation meeting of the business portion of the LSB on the 28th, And I think we should have a special meeting, which we have historically always had special meetings on the budget because it's a big piece of work as well, on the 11th, and then a regular business meeting on the 18th. And I know that I will get strenuous objections about, oh, how can we meet so often? But we're dealing with major, major pieces of things that have to get done. We have to deal with the GM search. We have to deal with the budget, and we can't do it in the context of regular business meetings that have many, many other items that we also deal with. So that is my motion, as a motion, that we present as a proposal to the LSB a continuation meeting of the business portion of the August meeting to August 28th, and a special meeting on the budget on September 11th, in addition to the regular meeting of the LSB on the 18th. So that's my motion. And Janine is next to speak.
Thanks, Michael. I think what you just proposed is a great idea. I mean, these are unusual times. So, you know, I think people stepping up to a few more meetings is called for. I also want to say that I hope that it can be put forward to the LSB that this budgeting process should be going through the finance committee that has been looking at financials, as opposed to just coming directly from the National Finance Committee straight to the LSB through the treasurer. So if there's some way to put that in the motion, I forgot whose motion it is. Myla's?
Well, it's my motion at this point. Didn't quite make a motion. Kim did say that the finance committee was discussing the budget next Wednesday.
Okay. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that either.
Okay, then you weren't listening as closely as I was, because I heard it. I have Beth, Fred, and Kim.
I think my hand is up from before.
Oh, okay. Fred, is your hand? Okay. Kim?
Well, I understand why you want to put off the budget till the 11th.
No. I'm sorry.
No, the budget at the LSB meeting.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, I would prefer, and, you know, I'm not going to argue, it be the August 28th, so it can be up at the NFC, because we're have to crank out all these budgets. Right. So, and I know that when some of the other stations are going to be coming later. So I'm just making a plea to put the budget on the 28th. And I understand why you don't want to, but that's my plea, just because we got to get this stuff done by September 30th.
Okay. I was going based on what you said, that the committee is working on a budget, and then we could take it up by a special meeting on the 11th.
Myla suggested the 11th, and I looked up August 28th, and I said August 28th is also open. So now you've said, well, let's do the continuation of the LSB on the 28th, and then the budget on the 11th. And I'm saying I would prefer if you flip that and had the budget at 28th, so it could be up at the NFC sooner rather than later.
Okay.
And I understand that the 11th is still too close to the 18th, but I don't know, you know.
My point is only that I think there's too much. I think the budget needs a special meeting of its own, and there's a lot of business we're not going to get to on Sunday. So that's right. The only purpose of my motion.
Right, but
I hear what you're saying. I'm fine the other way around.
Mr. Chair? Bella.
Yes, Bella. Bella, Myla, and Lawrence.
Mr. Chair, I support the 11th for the budget meeting to be hopefully exclusively for this matter. And I still do not think that we will be ready then, because we are still in the midst of hiring a new general manager. So no matter how much is being worked out, this new general manager needs to be incorporated into this process. And that's the issue here that is missed here, that is not being talked about. So I support the 11th, September 11th. Remember, the last Sunday of every month is the day of outreach committee. We have had to reschedule twice already because the LSB has scheduled on that day. Mr. Chair?
Okay. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. I have Milo, Lawrence, and Beth.
Thank you, Michael. I'd like to amend your motion so that we will go with our treasurer's plea and schedule looking at the budget on the 28th and attempt to complete any unfinished business from our upcoming meeting this Sunday. It's my understanding, and Kim may be able to answer this question, but it's my understanding that we can devote an hour to the budget, and that should be enough time, sufficient time, in which case we would then have an additional hour to complete our business that we were not able to get to this coming Sunday. So that's my amendment. I'd like to amend it so that we have our special meeting on the 28th, which would be first going over the budget and secondarily completing unfinished business. And then we would reconvene at our regularly scheduled meeting the third Sunday of September for any possible unfinished business. Thank you.
Okay, so that's an amendment, and that's what's up for discussion at the moment. Again, Milo's suggesting that we have a special and continuation meeting on August 28th. That's why I take a special meeting of 1 hour to the budget and the remainder the continuation. Is that what you're saying?
If an hour is sufficient for the budget. That was my understanding when I had a conversation with Kim.
Okay. I have Lawrence and Beth.
Yeah, so Netta's going to be gone at the end of September. The Finance Committee meets on the 24th. Kim and Julie and the GM, IGM, is cranking up a budget right now. I don't see why we should meet on the 28th when the 11th is more appropriate. It gives the parties more time to prepare the budget. It'll give the KPAK Finance Committee an opportunity to get updated by the treasurer in regards to where the proposed budget is at. So I would support the 11th still because it just makes sense and it'll give us more time to digest it in the event that the budget is ready before the end of this month. Thank you. And it takes more than an hour to discuss financial matters, believe me. Thank you.
Thank you. Beth, Kim, and then I'll call on myself.
Yes, I would prefer to consolidate a continuation meeting with whatever time we need to review the budget. If Kim says that it will be ready by the 28th, it would be my preference to take it then, because then we can pass it to the National Finance, where they may need more time to go over it. And the sooner the better at this point, because we're running out of time. I would prefer not to schedule two extra separate LSB meetings in this month. We have a couple of, I sit on a couple of national committees, the Strategic Planning Committee and the Personnel Committee, both of which are scheduling meetings just about weekly at this point. And honestly, it's just about breaking me. If we start scheduling, you know, doubling and tripling down on our own meetings, I'm not going to be able to make all of them. And I'd like to. So thank you.
Thanks, Kim, and then myself.
Well, first of all, the Finance Committee Finance Committee can chew over it, chew on it as much as they want next Wednesday. There's really not much to this budget. You know, there's not any options.
You're fading, Kim.
Pardon me?
You were fading out.
Really? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. The Finance Committee can chew on it all they want on Wednesday. There's not a lot to it. I mean, we just don't have any money. It's not going to be a balanced budget. You can't make it a balanced budget. And why are you making these faces? We're in a deep crisis. And the fact is, the earlier it gets up to the NFC, the better, it's better scheduling. That's all I'm saying, because the other stations, I know we're going to be late. We have 8 units to approve, okay? And that includes the ugly, ugly job of trying to fix central services to get our monthly payments down, which I know we all want, and that's going to, take a lot. So I agree with Beth. Just consolidate the meetings. There's not a lot to talk about, Michael. It's not like there are options. Mm-hmm. Oh, do we want to move some money here or there, or add this or add that?
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, but Bella really doesn't need to interrupt me.
That's right. Please don't speak out, Bella. Kim has the floor.
So it's just a courtesy. I see it. It's a courtesy to the rest of the organization to get it done earlier. And I don't agree, that you need 2 meetings, and it's not a special meeting. It's an extra meeting. One half of it is for the budget. And I mean, last time we didn't talk about the budget too long. We had plenty of other stuff on the agenda at the last budget meeting.
You're at time, Kim.
Okay. Thanks.
John and then myself.
Okay. Thank you. This is Jonathan Markowitz. I just wanted to be recognized. This is my 3rd meeting, and I forgot to mention it earlier, so if you could please note that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ralph, is that comport with your records? Ralph is muted. We'll check later. Bella, go ahead.
Yes. I keep harping on the same issue. Mr. Chair, can you ask Kim Kaufman to lower her hand?
Please don't worry about the hands up, Bella. Just speak. You have your hand up.
Because you're always calling on her before anybody else, because she keeps her hand up. So I am harping on the same issue. We will not be ready for the 28th to handle everything that we need to handle locally that will not be touched on or covered on our regular LSB meeting this coming Sunday. That is a disservice to our community, our public members, and our listeners. The other issue is that we need time. And the way that the Finance Committee meetings are ran by this chair, Kim Kaufman, no time is given for questions.
Point of order.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Point of order.
Chair, please call the member to order.
I am calling the member to order. Please stop calling out while I'm doing it.
Oh, she just
Bella,
said,
please restrict yourself to the question at hand, which is whether or not to meet on the 28th to discuss.
I need to motivate why we should
Motivating it by attacking another member is not in order.
Yes, but I was not allowed to bring my motion why she needs to be removed.
Mr. Mr. Chair,
I'll finish by saying
no. The member is out of order and should be silenced, please.
Yes.
Excuse me. Nobody's being silenced. Finish your remarks, but refrain from any attacks or individual remarks about people.
Okay. When the chair said and the treasurer said that we don't have any questions to ask at the Finance Committee, local Finance Committee, I object to that because we never are given enough time to question anything at that committee. So therefore, we will not be ready for the 28th.
Bell, you're at time.
Okay, thank you. I'm next.
I was just mischaracterized what I said. I said the exact opposite.
Yes,
that, I understand. Questions can be asked as much as we want next Wednesday at the local finance committee.
Yes, I agree.
I'm sorry.
And everyone else, please stop talking. I have the floor. I call to myself as an individual. I would appreciate the respect and courtesy that we'd all give each other not to talk out of turn. I have a question to direct to the treasurer. How soon will people get any proposed budget prior to the meeting next Wednesday of the local finance committee?
Well, I mean, as soon as we do it, we're working around Julia's schedule. We're supposed to meet tomorrow for the first stab at it. I will try, and get it as soon as possible. So, I mean, I've been reminding her. So, hopefully tomorrow we'll meet for the first time and sketch in.
Thank you. So
but I understand your concern that you want it before Wednesday at noon.
I'm capable of making my own point and express my own concern. Thank you. I asked the question, you answered it. I'm very seriously concerned. As you know, we often have received financial documents very late and close to the meeting where it's virtually impossible to discuss them, which leads me to question whether we can actually discuss the budget in a serious way on the 28th, which is only 4 days after the Finance Committee meeting, if the Finance Committee does not get it timely. So I am personally in favor of leaving the discussion. I understand what you're saying about the issues of what the NFC is dealing with, but I think we are safer sticking with the 11th than trying to get it done by the 28th when we don't have any guarantee that it's going to be available on the 24th. So that's my position. I have Mila. I'm sorry, Kim, you're not in order. I have Mila and Janine.
Thank you. A couple of points. First of all, I'd like to make sure that the secretary makes a note of the fact that one of the members was called out of order. We really need to document these personal attacks and keep track of how often they occur. I would like to say that I don't think, my original motion was to have a meeting on the 28th and to not have a meeting on the 11th, because I think we're having far too many meetings. If you believe that it's important to wait until the 11th to review the budget, then I would like to accommodate you and say that we will not meet on the 28th, but rather on the 11th to review the budget and to finish any unfinished business from the meeting that that we have coming up this Sunday. But I don't think we need that many meetings. So I think we'll either do it on the 28th or the 11th. And because you have concerns about the budget being ready, I would like to move my motion to have the meeting, the continuation and budget meeting, on the 11th.
Point of order. Thank you. Yeah. Who spoke?
Raymond Goldstone.
What's your point of order, Mr. Goldstone?
Is that an amendment to the amendment?
Yeah, I take it. Okay, the original. I think we would consider that a substitute. I made a motion.
Right.
So that is, however, what's up for discussion at the moment is having only one meeting as a continuation and a focus on and special meeting or focus on the budget on September 11th instead of two meetings on the 28th and the 11th, or only one meeting on the 28th.
A point of information, Michael, please.
Yeah, what's your question, Michael?
As the timekeeper, a point of information that we've got about 4 minutes left until time's certain. Thank you.
May I move to extend for an additional 15 minutes or 20 minutes?
Yes, you may. Is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
I heard two objections. We'll vote on it quickly. We do have to. I'll point out, if we don't finish this, it's going to be left to the chair and the secretary again. I don't think that's appropriate.
Can I move to extend it by 5 minutes or 10 minutes, so we can settle this issue? I have a compromise to this issue that I think will make everybody happy. So can we extend it for 10 minutes?
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? That would be till 8:10. Okay, hearing none, we're extended. Kim, what's your compromise?
Well, first of all, I mean, the only reason I'm hedging on it being ready next Wednesday, I mean, you know, I mean, Julia might get hit by a truck, you know, so I don't want to swear on my whatever, but I am fairly confident we're going to have it on Wednesday. And my compromise is to notice a meeting for the 28th. If you all don't feel comfortable having it on the 28th, then have it on the 11th. So if we all feel comfortable on next Wednesday, then we'll meet on the 28th at the LSB. That's my compromise.
Oh.
So we have an option. I mean, if we don't make it next Wednesday, you know, I'll have to set another special finance committee, and yes, nobody wants that. I'm sure that Julia and Mo and I will do everything we can, barring, you know, an earthquake, nuclear, all that stuff.
Okay, I heard the objection. Right now, what's only on the floor is the substitute to go with the 11th. I'm sorry.
Are you not accepting my compromise?
I'm saying that we had three items of business, and much as I would like to, I'm bound by Robert's Rules of Order to say that what's on the floor is the change to the 11th. So that will, if people have heard your compromise, that can determine how they vote. Janine has her hand up to Marisol, and then we're going to go to a vote because we have to leave enough time to settle this.
I'd like to call the question. Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry. We, as you well know, we don't call the questions in committees. So Janine and then Marisol, neither of whom have spoken.
Thank you. Two things. One is, what are the rules for committee members or board members or officers to meet and not have it be? I would like to know how they're doing the budget, right? So I don't know whether those are going to be open to the public when they're working on things, or can three people work privately and have a meeting? I know that there's some corporation codes that don't allow for something like that. So that's number one. Number two is I budget for a living, and I know that it's very difficult to do an accurate budget without knowing the specifics of what's already being spent at a given, you know, a station or whatever. And I know this seems like I'm beating a drum, but I posted the finance letter of concern that was from 2020 in the chat. This was passed by the LSB in 2020. That's 2.5 years ago. And it says that we need full financials on a monthly basis. And the LSB passed it. And we don't get them. So we don't have, all we have is a top sheet.
I'm sorry.
It's not a, what am I, what I'm saying is that.
Hang on a second.
I think we need time.
Chair, may I state my point?
I'm sorry. She's speaking to the question of how much time to spend before we discuss the budget. I don't think your point is in order. So let her just finish, please.
So I think that we need to get from NEDA full financials before discussing a budget. Otherwise, it's all hypothetical, because we already know that we're not staying on budget. We haven't had a working budget for, 2 years.
Your time, Janine.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Marisol.
So I have two questions there. I'm sorry. The first was, can three...
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Historically, the budget preparation always begins with the general manager and the business manager. The fact that they're incorporating the treasurer in that is a plus compared to usual. And then that's presented to the finance committee. So it's not out of, what's happening is not out of order. Marisol had her hand up and then it went down. Yes. Did you want to speak? Go ahead, Marisol.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to call the question, the vote. Ready to vote?
Okay, yeah. You were the last person on the stack. We are going to go to a vote on the question of the 11th. A continuation and focus meeting on the budget for the 11th, recommending that to the local station board.
Chair, one more question.
What is it?
How would I amend it to include?
No, you can't amend it at this point. There are no further. We only have three items up. That is just Robin's rules of order. We're going to vote on that unless there's no objection to it.
Is there an objection?
I object. I'd rather my compromise.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. So, Ralph, call the roll on the question of adjourning to a continuation and a meeting with a focus on the budget for September 11th, recommending that to the local station board.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Okay. Fred Blair?
No.
Thank you, Fred. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Pass.
Okay. Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
All right. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Thank you, Bella. Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Thank you, Raymond. Ralph passes. Michael Heiss?
No.
Thank you, Michael. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Okay. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Thank you, Kim. Myla Reason?
No.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Thank you, Paul. Janine Rohn?
I'd like clarity. Is this for the 28th or the...
No, this is for the 11th. This is for the 11th. One meeting on the 11th to focus on the budget and the continuation.
Okay, Janine?
Yes.
Janine votes yes. Ruth Strauss? Ruth Strauss?
I think we may have lost Ruth. I don't see her.
Okay. Beth Von Guten?
No.
Thank you, Beth. Circling back. Grace Aaron?
No.
Okay. Grace votes no. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you, Sue. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Thank you, Marisol. Ralph Hawkins votes no.
You missed Fred Blair.
He got Fred Blair.
I got Fred Blair, and I don't appreciate you talking over me, Bella. You don't have the floor. I'm taking the vote. You've done this many times before.
John Markowitz, too.
Amen.
Please allow the secretary to finish taking the roll.
Thank you. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Thank you, Eric. Ruth Strauss is gone. Okay. Michael Novick?
Yes.
All right. One moment, please.
John Markowitz vote?
Shut up! I'm sorry. Please don't call up. I can't listen to you when I'm counting, okay?
Excuse me. You are out of order.
Take a little
I'm sorry. Will everybody please stop talking? Ralph, you were asked earlier to check on John Markowitz's membership, and I didn't hear you. John says this is his third meeting and he's a member, if so.
I don't have a record of that.
Okay, thank you.
The motion would fail either way.
Allow the secretary to finish the roll and give us a count, please, Kim.
Okay. Well, someone else.
How come you allowed that?
I'm talking. Ralph has the floor. It takes a moment to do the count. If somebody else wants to count it, then you do it. The count that I have is 7 yes, 8 no, and 1 abstention.
Chair, okay, for information.
What's your question, Mr. Reyes?
Is Margot Eisner a member?
Margot is not a member, but she wants to speak. And I let her know that the public is allowed to speak at these meetings and ask for stack. Margot?
I am absolutely. Okay, if I am allowed to speak, I want to just say that I find this somehow to be extremely strange because there's no time for, you have to limit the time of the meeting, but then people are not, they're not looking at how much time it might take to prepare a budget. And it's my money. Supposedly I'm the one who supports the station. And I really think that it would be important to let the budget committee make their budget take as long time as they need and not just rush through it. And also this whole thing about, I just find this to be perplexing because people are saying, oh, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. And it's just reporting on things that happen. And I don't think that's saying a bad thing about somebody. If the budget, if the people in the budget committee say to that you need to have, they have to have more time, some of the people have to have more time to get all the information needed to put the budget together, I don't see how come it's rude to say that. I don't think there should be a way to stop it. I don't know what this whole thing is about. I want my money. I want to know where every single penny goes. Because
okay,
I
thank you, Margot. Margot, so I'm sorry. We're at...
All right, I will lower my...
We're at time. I'm sorry. What's your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
What's left for us to vote on, I believe, is...
Okay, the substitute is defeated. What's on the floor then is...
I don't believe Jonathan Markowitz was allowed to vote.
Jonathan Markowitz is not on the call any longer. And
yes, he is.
I don't see him.
He's right there, Mr. Chair.
Oh, there he is. Okay,
John,
I'm sorry.
John Tatum has his hand
right
up. Open.
Okay. I asked the secretary if his records had Jonathan listed as this is his third meeting, and the secretary said no.
The secretary said yes earlier.
No, the secretary did not reply earlier. But Jonathan, why don't you speak? So we're at time is the problem. So,
Mr. Tatum also has that. His hand
if,
up.
I'm sorry. Since the vote was 8 no and 7 yes, that even if it was 8-8, it would still be defeated. So, we'll resolve
the question.
What was the first vote? We have to vote on what's left on the floor.
I understand. Everybody can. Please stop calling out. Allow the chair to chair the meeting. I'm capable of doing it if allowed to proceed. Mr. Markowitz, you can speak, but then we're going to go to a vote on what's left, which is the 28th. If that's defeated, then the original motion, which was two meetings. Go ahead. Please speak quickly.
I'm going to defer to the secretary's response regarding my membership on this committee. I don't have the records to prove that this is my third meeting at this point, but I will try to put it together. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's immaterial because even if you voted with the currently losing side, it would still lose.
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. We're in the middle of the vote. All we can do
Mr.
is
Tatum,
vote.
Mr. Tatum has had his
I don't care what Mr. Tatum has his hand up. We're in the middle of a vote and we're going to proceed with the vote.
Mr. Chair.
Ralph is called. I'm sorry.
I thought my compromise was the next motion to vote
on. No, your compromise was never in order because there were already three items and we're moving on to the second one, which is the 28th. Is there an objection to Myla's original motion to have the continuation and budget-focused meeting on the 28th?
I object, Mr. Chair.
Okay, then we're going to vote on it, and that will be the last thing we do if it carries. If it fails, we'll go back to my original motion of the two meetings. Call the roll, please, Ralph.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Sue Cohen Johnson?
Pass.
Sue passes. Marisol Cruz? Gone.
Pass.
So Marisol is there.
Okay, got it. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Thank you, Bella. Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Okay. Ralph votes yes. Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Thank you, Michael. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Michael, Eric passes. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Thank you, Kim. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence votes no. Paul Roberson?
No.
Paul votes no. Janine Boone?
No.
Janine votes no. Ruth Strauss? Gone.
Ruth is no longer on the call.
Beth Von Guten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Michael, going back. Sue Cohen Johnson?
No.
Okay, got you. Marisol Cruz, gone.
Marisol is here.
Okay.
I vote no.
Marisol votes no. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Eric abstains. Michael Novick?
No.
Okay, one moment. Same as before, 7 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, that is also defeated.
Point of information.
I'm sorry.
I have 8 no. Michael.
That's what you just said.
I have 8. I have 8 yes. Excuse me. I may be incorrect, but
okay,
I have an ally here.
I always get challenged, and you're always wrong.
I rarely challenge you, and
not just you, anybody.
At any rate, I'm sorry about that.
But all right.
I was keeping a tally.
Okay, we're moving to a vote on the original motion I made, which is recommending to the local station.
Hold on. I asked for the
vote. What is hold on about?
Excuse me. But how do I move to make sure that the tally was correct?
Okay, Ralph, please call out the tally person by person.
Grace Aaron voted yes. Fred Blair, yes. Sue Cohen Johnson, no. Marisol Cruz, no. Bella DeSoto, no. Raymond Goldstone, no. Ralph Hawkins, yes. Michael Heiss, yes. Eric Jacobson, abstain. Kim Kaufman, yes. Myla Reason, yes. Lawrence Reyes, no. Paul Roberson, no. Janine Rowan, no. Beth Von Guten, yes. Michael Novick, no.
Thank you. I apologize.
Hey, thank you. So that having been defeated, the only thing we can do at this point is vote on the original motion, which was to recommend to the local station board two meetings. One on the 28th for a continuation, one on the 11th for the budget.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Tatum has had his hand up for quite a while.
I'm sorry, I understand that, but there's nothing that we can do except vote on the things that were on the floor when we reach time certain. That's all we're going to do.
He might shed some light on what's going on right now.
Please, Bella,
I'll be quick, Mr. Chair, if you allow me to speak.
No.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tatum. I appreciate your support, but my understanding of Robert's rules is very clear. When you reach time certain, all you can do is vote on what's on the floor. The only thing remaining on the floor is my original motion to recommend to the local station board a continuation meeting on the 28th and a budget meeting on September 11th. If there are objections to that, then we're going to vote on that, and then the meeting is adjourned.
That is correct. I was just going to speak.
Thank you.
From before.
Sorry, but nothing from before. Thank you. I'm sorry. Are there objections to that recommendation of the local station board? The board can always change whatever we recommend.
I object.
Okay, then we'll vote. Ralph, call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Brett Blair?
No.
Sue Cohen Johnson?
Pass.
Marisol's not here.
Marisol is here. I don't know why you keep saying she's not here.
Pass, I'm here.
Because it's Marisol's a difficult job.
I'm passing for now.
Okay, but it's been pointed out three times that she's here.
Give me a break.
Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
Oh, great. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Thank you, Bella. Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Kim votes no. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes, and you're doing a great job, Ralph.
Thank you, Lawrence. Paul Roberson?
Also, vote yes, and again, like Ms. Lawrence said, you're doing a great job. Appreciate your name.
Very good. Paul votes yes. Janine?
Please mute.
Janine votes yes.
Janine votes yes. Ruth Strauss?
Ruth left the call.
Okay. You told me before. I'm sorry. Beth Von Gutten?
No.
That votes no. Grace Aaron?
Abstain.
Janine Roan would like to change her vote to no.
Okay, Janine. I got you. Sue Cohen Johnson?
No.
Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Thank you, Marisol. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I have a 7 yes, 7 no, and 1 abstention, 2 abstentions.
Also defeated, we reached time certain and we are adjourned. The secretary and the chair will work on the agenda for the local station board and get it out as soon as possible.
Michael, could you just state when the meetings will occur post all these votes?
The only meeting that is scheduled at this point is a open and closed session of the local station board on Sunday. And at that meeting, anybody can move to have another meeting or a continuation meeting or a special meeting, but there's no recommendation from this body about that. Thank you all. Good night.
Good night, Michael. Thank you, Ralph.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for letting me participate. You've really got to change the way this time thing is getting ridiculous.
Thank you. I'm ending the meeting. Thank you all.
We saved the chat, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, I saved the chat. I saved the chat. The meeting was recorded. I'll end the recording.